Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue Pel Yoitz, Oyus Aleph, Shir number 19, and we're discussing Avos Habanim V'Habonos, the proper love we are supposed to have for our children. Specifically, we're focusing now on the education of our daughters. And educating our daughters is not the same way as educating our sons. His focus here is number one, which of course does apply to men as well, boys, to be marchik mikol midos rois, to make sure that we educate our children to distance themselves from bad character traits. In other words, we want to educate our children to be givers. Not to be takers. You want to educate children to be givers. If a person's mindset and attitude is to be a giver, by definition, they're not thinking about themselves. You know, there's somebody here who learns with us. Some of you know this story. And I said, I want to repeat this story on the recording so more people can hear it. One of our chaverim, he went to Eretz Yisrael, and he asked the shayla. Ready for the shayla? His mother, she'll live and be well in her 90s, will not be happy if he gets her first class ticket. First class. Business class, that's what they call it. Business class. Okay. The best ticket available. And he was told he's allowed to do it. So listen to the beauty over here. The son, they board the plane, and the stewardess says, "Okay, ma'am, your seat's over here." And she's pointing to the business class, you know, first class, best seat available. The mother, in her 90s, she's still working, and she continued to live and be well, to work. She says, no. I just want a basic seat. And she's going to the other seats. So our son says, Mom, that's someone else's seat. This seat is reserved for you. So listen what's going on over here. The son is Mekayim Kibbut Eim. He's giving his mother that $5,000 ticket so she can fly comfortably. The mother says, I don't want anything for myself. I'm just a poshut lady. I just want the basics. Do we hear what's going on? This is how this is the lesson. One of our chaverim, we all know, those who hear, we know what we're talking about. That's what Hashem wants from us. Think about the other person, give the other, especially your mother. But what's the mother teaching us? I just want the basics. Just the basics. Let me tell you something. If she could get there with her wagon, she'd get there also. This is what it means, midos toivos. Think about the other person. My aunt told me, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, she told me her twin brother, you know, when you get older, not just twins when you're younger, twins when you're older also. So they're in their 70s, but Baruch Hashem, they're twins. She said when her brother, this is my uncle, came back with some candy, he got two pieces of candy. So one was supposed to be for him, and one for her. He gave them both to her. Little boy. He gave them both to her. Always think about the other person. What can I give the other person? What does the other person need? This is what he's telling us over here. When it comes to children, especially discussing now girls, it's the chinuch habonos. Tzarich lizor l'archika mikol midos rois. You have to distance them from any midah ra. And he says later on that, and that includes sheker. Sheker, you're not allowed to lie. Midvar sheker terechok, the Torah says. Distance yourselves from sheker. In a few weeks, we're going to have Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal's Yortzei. Remember Maisa, famous Maisa. It's worth saying now also. He came to someone's house once. And he sees the little boy is running on the table. Running on the table. The father's getting very upset. He's embarrassed. You know? The little child like this. That's not what I teach him. So Rabbi Yaakov says, leave him. Don't be so upset. He's not going to be doing that when he's older, right? He's not running on tables, right? Yeah. But when it comes to sheker, to lie, it's poison. That's where we have to educate our children. No such thing as sheker. We can't lie. He says over here also, you have to make sure to educate the women, the girls, with the maleches nashim. They should be able to do a trade that women do. Of course, of the chol midos toivos and all good character traits, how to behave properly. He doesn't mention right over here, right now. It's the next piece, but I'll just mention before we conclude on this topic with the recording for now. Tznius. The Gross says in his letter, what Torah is for men is the antidote against the Yetzirah. Tznius is for women. How do women fight the Yetzirah? Not by taking a black Gemara. No, that's not it. Chumash and Rashi is very good. The Chavetz Chaim says, you want to build your Shemayim? You go to Chumash and Rashi. That's what Chavetz Chaim says. But Tznius, the Yetzirah that women have for Tznius, is not our Yetzirah that men have. We have a different Yetzirah. We're different people. So we have here the main two things we're discussing specifically for Nashim is Midas Toivos and Tznius.